You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
Now I'm going to tell everybody.
No, it's a secret with us. No, you don't have to because I'm going to say it on the episode when we talk about it. You know, part of me actually didn't want them to win. Small part. A percentage of a percentage.
Can we talk about how many times it took us to try and do this episode? A lot of times.
And I don't know if it's my eyes still. That screen, it looks all right.
Listen, I'm just going to say this and we're going to start. We had a whole thing. We had, you know, prepped, and then the camera just wasn't cameraing.
Yeah.
All of the times that we tried to. And then it finally, we got it to work. But I just want to say video aspects of podcast is straight fucking trash.
Okay. Yeah.
So to all our YouTube fans, we do this for you because we love you guys. And we know that you want to see our beautiful faces. But know the struggle is real.
Yeah.
I also just realized I have my glasses on. So you guys can probably see all the reflection.
It's pretty tough to understand how to get this screen to do exactly what we want it to do. But hopefully you guys got a good view. What's going on?
What's up, everybody? So this is your favorite 15-minute podcast.
It is your favorite. If you check on your like top thing, we're on there. But you know, something the algorithm messes up a little bit. We are actually the best podcast out there.
Let's do this intro again. This got a little long with it. Your favorite 15-minute podcast, Bubble Bath Stories. I'm Nikki Trent.
I'm Manny Oso.
Okay, can we do this story? I'm exhausted.
Well, about a week ago, I was checking out all the news outlets, and I saw that Bill de Blasio was on there again. So for the last
former New York mayor, if you care to know.
Well, yeah, former New York mayor, they catch him out on the streets all the time. And just like people question what's going on with his life. Right. Yeah. Because the question came up with us about when do you get a private life after the limelight?
Is it limelight?
I think it's limelight, and I think that's why they called it Lime Wire, right? That makes sense.
This is part of the bit, by the way.
Association.
Should we cut it out?
Yeah. So, anyways, the last picture they took of him, he was in a diner, and he was not looking very mayoral. I guess the person who took a picture said he looked like a bum.
We're gonna post the picture.
Yeah.
Because Manny's telling me the story, and I'm captivated. I'm like, what?
Well, unfortunately, when people start talking, they don't give all the details. So the only details I had were that he had a mistress. He got divorced. Very, very recent. After the divorce, he's being seen with the woman that I guess the story was that he was his mistress during the marriage. Okay. And now they caught a picture of him looking almost the person who took the picture said he looked homeless. I don't know. That's debatable. He didn't look like a mayor, I guess. But none of the details were actual details.
Okay. So then Manny's telling me this story. I'm like, he had a mistress. I was like, I am now involved and invested.
Yes.
So I do them. I do some digging. I'm like reading what Manny read. More upset at the fact that he did not have a mistress, by the way. This is like the purest form of splitting up I have ever heard about in a political figure's life, right? So him and his wife, they've been together for like they've been together a really long time. You guys can look it up. She actually came out as a lesbian like in the late 70s.
Before their marriage, right?
Before their marriage, they get together, they have kids. Their kids are very much grown, like 30, 28. And this is the kicker. They're separated. They are not getting divorced.
They're just separated.
They will live together while dating other people. So then there's all these pictures of him with all the he was getting ladies. I was like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
But then the more I read it, I was like, oh, this makes sense. Like, they're already in an age, like de Blasio and his wife are already in an age where time is of the essence.
Yes. Don't got a lot of pages.
Why would you want to tie it up in a courtroom with legal stuff and all this other stuff?
It's pretty mature. They split up. Yeah.
That's what I was shocked. So then I look at this picture and I'm upset. I am pissed off. Because, again, we'll post this, but he just looks like a hipster.
Yeah.
Or like somebody who's doing laundry. Like he looked like he could have been doing laundry.
He did look like he was just doing laundry. Yeah.
And got a coffee.
Yeah.
Because in all the other pictures, when he's on his date, he's looking fresh. This looked like a Sunday afternoon of him just minding his business.
Yeah.
So also you found this on the New York Post.
New York Post. Notoriously wrong info.
Would you like to explain how you learned that the New York Post is not a reliable source?
I mean, if you follow the money, then you know that it's just another Fox brand.
Right. It's very tabloid.
Fox News brand.
It's very tabloid. So they're hot trash for throwing it up. But the person who took the picture, you're hot trash for sure.
Yes.
Because homeboy was legit minding his business. He's not in office anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you decided to take a picture to try to publicly shame him. When in fact, his whole outfit probably cost more than whatever the fuck you had on. And he was wearing dingy ass shit.
Yeah.
Which led to the question, when can people live?
That is definitely the question that came to mind. Because here's the thing. The guy's out of politics now. He ain't got a job. He ain't doing nothing.
He ain't got a job, Chris.
You're right. He probably was just waiting for his laundry to be done. When do you get to just live your own life?
You know, we talk a lot about celebrities.
Yeah.
But in this particular situation, politics is so fickle. And like, he's not the mayor anymore. He's not running for president. I don't even, like, why would we care about him? He is the past. He wasn't a fan favorite of the citizens of New York City.
Yeah.
So, like, what? You just, like, look, we got a new person to hate. Mm-hmm. I don't have time to hate this person. So, to me, the person who took the picture, you were just looking for clout. You were looking for clout. You were trying to make a joke. And that's kind of whack.
Yeah.
For sure. That's just my opinion on it.
Well, you're right. It is whack because it goes back to the question. Like, if you've spent a good amount of your time in the public eye and you do decide to take a step back, it's a tough thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
And it's tough to get normal people to look at you in your normal everyday life because people expect the circus.
Yeah.
You know, like you see Kanye West walk into Target and you're like, oh crap, what's gonna happen?
Yeah.
But then you got like major stars who have walked away from stuff like Michael J. Fox. He doesn't do it. He's not in the limelight. He's not doing celebrity junkets or press or anything like that. He actually, I think when he saw Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I think that's when he decided to actually step away from acting. Because he said, the story was that he saw the actor on screen, the character struggling to say his lines, and that it reminded him of struggling to do all his work.
Yeah, and I think his sickness also played it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like people who...
But what I'm saying about that is that, like, you know, you got folks like that who quietly walk away and nobody bothers them. But then you got guys, Bill de Blasio, can't walk around nowhere without being given an opinion of.
Yeah, I didn't even know he got divorced. That's why when you were like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Well, this guy just got interesting.
And that's the thing, too. Like, I think the positive part on my end was that I didn't post anything. I saw those things. I didn't think they were accurate. I waited till the story came out. You corrected all the inaccuracies of me, and now we're talking about it.
But
people usually just look at it. They give the inaccuracies and say, "This is the news."
Yes,
Bill de Blasio is a bum now.
In 2024 duck years, we're gonna do a little more digging before we just repost stuff.
Yeah,
that's how we get in trouble.
Yeah,
we're not doing that, right, duckies?
How many retractions have we done?
Well, ours is more opinion based. Like, we are not journalists. We don't claim to be. We're just a couple people with opinions.
It is
like
really
those people on podcasts. Like,
yo, as soon as the correction comes out, we make an episode, though. We're like, ah, you guys.
I'm like, don't quote us on this. I think another part of this question, because we were talking about this morning.
Yeah.
We're just Gypsy Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if you don't know, look it up. Munchausen syndrome. Her mom, like, made her believe she was sick.
She just got out of jail.
Anyway, she just got out of jail, and I have been seeing her nonstop.
Yeah.
And I was telling you, it feels eerie because it feels like everybody wants this story because it's January, it's 2024, you got to get the ratings up, you need something hot. And I feel like that's her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in a couple weeks, it's just a matter of time for it to disappear. And I don't know if she can handle that. Like, she hasn't been on the outside very long. Yeah. And like, we've seen people who have gone viral or who have had their stories told or in situations similar to this, where they're thrusted in the limelight and they don't handle it well. Mm-hmm. And then the outcome of it's like
terrible. Tragic. Yeah, yeah. Tragic. Yeah.
And so, you know, we're talking about de Blasio, who is in politics. He doesn't have a job now, minding his business, being, you know, I guess made fun, ostracized, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know, for just having laundry day clothes on.
Yeah.
And now we're shifting to the other side of this, like, I don't even know how old she is, but this woman who just got out of jail for something like kind of crazy, but she's also a victim. So you want to know her side and what she's been through, but then you're also like, what's her path after that?
Yeah.
Like,
no,
once
yeah.
the cameras go away, who will be there to help her? And she's married, by the way.
Yeah. What was the name? What was the name of the mom from Florida that was a big court case that she?
Oh, Casey Anthony.
Casey Anthony. Okay, so regardless of whatever your opinion is on Casey Anthony, right? Afterwards, when they were doing the show, and I told you I was gonna watch it so that you guys don't have to watch it. They were interviewing her lawyer, who actually got her a job and helped her set up to have a regular life.
Similar to what happened. Yeah. With Lucy.
There was a part in that interview with the lawyer where they asked him, what's your honest opinion about her? Mm-hmm. And he said, well, she's great at paperwork. You know, she comes in to work on time. She helps out around the office. She's honest. You know, she's always honest about everything. And, you know, I don't have a negative opinion, but he says it like that, right?
Yeah.
The thing that they jumped on was when he said she's honest, because obviously with the whole past, honesty comes into question. And when they asked him to elaborate, he said something to the effect of like, she's never lied on the paperwork that we do. So this is what I know about her.
Right.
Like I said, regardless of what your opinion is on the situation, what I'm saying is, yeah, when do you get to just be normal?
Well, yeah, because also once the cameras kind of went away from her, mm-hmm. she had a support. But I guess it's really like, what's the support system behind it?
Yes.
So you don't feel like you have to continuously be in the limelight.
There.
That you can just walk away and that, you know, you have to, like, de Blasio is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. I'm sure he's sorry. He's like, fucking losers. And like laughed about his day with his wife, his separated wife.
Yeah, like, look what they're saying about me now.
In their mansion. Like,
But Gypsy Rose, hopefully, like, she's got a support system.
Hopefully she has support. Hopefully financially she'll know. Like, you know, did she go to school? Like, but there's like, her life, I feel, won't really begin that next chapter until all of this media circus and the interviews and the podcast. And it won't really start until all of that's over. And that's where it gets like scary.
It's probably really important, yet very difficult to find people to keep around you that don't care about the news and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Who just also want to just come in and clock in.
Well, I know her dad's family or her dad's side, I'm not really sure, but I know there were some family members who were pissed off at the Hulu thing.
Yeah.
And I think she was pissed off about it too. So I think she does have family like support, but you just hope like they're not. It's just so complex now. Like, it might have been, I hate saying this, it's probably simpler when she was in jail, but now that she's out, it's like probably going to be so much more complicated that she might feel like she needs to be in front of the camera. I mean, think about it. Her whole life, she had Munchausen. Her mom was looking for sympathy the whole time. And like,
it was all to garner attention.
Yeah, and it's not like you can shake that off overnight. Like, even though she was in jail, she still was getting attention in jail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, how do you work through that to not need to be in the limelight anymore or to have people take advantage of putting you in the limelight?
Yeah.
It's very, I will be watching to see how this all rolls out.
Yeah.
I'm interested, but I do hope that she has a support.
Some sort of support system.
And like I said, I saw these days that de Blasio was going on. He's going to be all right.
He's going to be fine. Yeah.
He's going to be all right. And his wife is a lesbian. I have so many questions.
The story actually is a lot weirder than you think.
Do they set each other up? Like, have they ever gone after the same woman? Like,
you know. Another regardless sentence, regardless of what you think of the guy's politics, it's a pretty amicable divorce. Is that right?
Shocked.
It's pretty mature that they decided to separate, not go through the court system because they're both old as fuck.
They just do whatever the
You're like, do what you want to do. Just, you know, it is what it is.
The doorknob.
It is what it is.
It's my business.
Yeah. Maturity. Maturity in 2024?
Nah,
it's not going to happen.
Guys, we want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Like, what is it? Is it good to be in the limelight? Once you're in the limelight, can you ever leave the limelight? Like, we want to hear from you. Like, start in 2024.
Yeah.
We're engaging you in a conversation.
Also, what's your incognito outfit look like? Are you putting on the sweat and a suit on top of that?
No, I think only you do that.
Huh?
I think only you do that.
I think it's a weird thing. A regular suit over your sweats?
I don't know. We'll
That's the laundry outfit.
Anyway, if you guys want to know what we're up to, you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, at Bubble Bath Stories.
You can find me out at Got No Time For This.
And you can follow me at Nikki Trends. And if you want to wear official merch, you could go to bubblebathstories.co. If you're looking to vent, you want to leave us a compliment or a complaint, or I don't know, just advice, whatever. You can hit us up on our Gmail. What is it? Our G voice number?
Our Google voice.
Google voice number. It's going to be down here below.
Give us a call.
Give us a call. In 2024, we are asking for problems, I guess.
Yes, yes. We want trolls.
Nah, trolls. Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Happy 2024.
Yes.
New year.
And let's get it done.
Let's get shit done.
Get your business done. Get your business done. Get your business done.
All right.